Live.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Kicking off hour number three of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And man, which
anything goes. Political, personal, something somewhere in between. You got a rant you want to get off your chest. You got an agenda you want to push, an issue you want to talk about that's never talked about on typical talk radio. This is your chance. We are here.
Sure is. We've been talking about some crazy stuff this evening.
Everything from bombs, homemade bombs, to Iraq, to flying cars, to crazy robot rats.
1-800 robot rat king leaders, yeah, here shortly.
1-800-259-9231. Don't forget you can also log on and get interactive with us on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of posts there, thousands of posts. We've got hundreds of users, and you can join the fun absolutely free. There's no charge for anything on the website. The bulletin board system, of course, lots of stuff going on, including polls. We got a poll about our show. We got a number of listeners that have put polls up there. Mm-hmm. We got Photoshops in there. I mean, all kinds of neat stuff at freetalklive.com. So, again, we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight. And it's...
USA Radio Network News, Alan Stone reporting. An Iraqi American has agreed to a plea bargain to charges related to the Iraqi Oil for Food Program. Attorney General John Ashcroft expected to announce the charges against Samir Vincent at a news briefing shortly. White House says the U.S. is not trying to lower expectations for the upcoming Iraqi elections planned for the 30th of the month. Noting ongoing insurgent violence, though, presidential spokesman Scott McClellan calling the elections a significant achievement that will not be perfect.
And this election taking place will be an important step to defeating the ambitions of those who want to return to the past of oppression and tyranny.
Hello, Borda.
You know, if he wanted to be a guest, he could have called and asked.
Peaceful future for the Iraqis.
Yes. Stepping all over us.
All right, there we go. All right, 1-800-259-9231. So there have been these ideas before, whether it be a bunch of freedom lovers to move into one island in the, you know, the Caribbean, or to move into some little town somewhere in America. It's been posited in the past, but this time it's for real. And the reason for that, in my opinion, is because of the internet. Because if it wasn't for the internet, the Free State Project would not be as it is today.
Yeah.
It was originally something that came onto the internet when Jason Sorens, the founder, the creator of the Free State Project, when he came up with the idea, he just threw it out to a message board, basically, and said, hey, what do you guys think of this idea? And a couple of people said, that sounds like a great idea. Let's see if we can, you know, put some wheels on this thing and get it moving. And the Free State Project was born. And now we have over 6,300 signed members, people who have signed on to commit to move to New Hampshire when we reach 20,000. There's a five-year period. Once you reach 20,000, the five-year period starts, and all 20,000 have that 5 years to move themselves, their businesses, their families, and hopefully some of their friends, to New Hampshire and all become activists for freedom when they get there. This all would not be possible if it was just being passed around on, you know, a phone tree or somebody writing mail to people.
You're right. It wouldn't.
There'd be no way to really organize this thing. Today, the information age, not only is it possible to use the internet to organize it, but you also use the internet to spread, to gain information. I know more about New Hampshire today than I ever would have if there was no internet.
Right.
You know, the only thing I would have been able to get would have been from Photers, the guidebook.
Oh.
The guidebook for New Hampshire. They have Photers for everything. You know, like Photers for America, Photers for...
I always get AAA.
Whatever. I'm just giving an example.
Right. I'd never heard this Photers term.
So I firmly believe it was the internet.
I said
did it.
Well,
there you go. FreeStateProject.org. You can also dial in at 1-888-532-4604. If you don't have internet access, call them there at 1-888-532-4604. Again, log on at FreeStateProject.org for more details.
Now, several people have signed up for the Free State Project just based on hearing it on Free Talk Live, right?
What now?
Several people have signed up for the Free State Project just based on hearing it about it on Free Talk Live.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
It's kind of interesting that, just talking about it makes people want to do it.
Well, I think that there's people in this country. We got 290 million at last count, something like that,
yeah.
Close to 300 million people. Of those, we probably have a good 240 million adults. I would say that of those 240 million, there's at least 20,000 of them who still believe in freedom,
sure.
liberty, individual liberty, having a free country, which we don't have today. We're living in a country that is very quickly progressing towards some form of totalitarianism, whether you choose the name, whether it be fascist, whether it be communist or socialist. We're heading that direction. And I think there are people here who don't like it, who want to make a difference, who just felt like there hasn't been anything they could have done about it because maybe they felt all alone. Maybe they felt like, I'm the only one who thinks this way. And it could be easy to feel that way when all around you people are voting for George Bush and John Kerry.
Sometimes I do feel that way.
Well, you know it's not true because there's
because you're crazier than I am.
There's 60
for sure. If I'm nuts, you're off your rocker, baby.
So 1-800-259. Does that clear it up for you?
Yes. Thank you. All
right, 800-259-9231. Were we going to go somewhere else?
I was going to talk about the Social Security.
Oh yeah,
crisis.
That's right. That's okay. What about it?
Well, I think we have to admit that this administration's pretty good about tossing the crisis thing around. But I'd have to say that it's kind of become buzzwords, you know, like I think that there were a few crises in the Clinton administration, too, you know, that they things that they want to get done. And now they call it a crisis, the war on poverty, things like that.
Sure.
And
anything that government touches becomes a crisis, in my opinion.
I agree with you.
All right.
I think Social Security is a big mess. I hate the idea of it.
Yes. It's a Ponzi scheme.
It's a crazy Ponzi scheme and it's robbery. Like, let's not forget that it's robbery.
That's true. It's a Ponzi scheme of the worst order,
yes.
I guess you could say. Because yeah, a Ponzi scheme, can you describe what a Ponzi scheme is?
A Ponzi scheme is taking money from one guy so that you can give money to the next guy, and you sort of get the money in the interim. And basically, in a scammer's Ponzi scheme, you would, at some point or another, just extract yourself and keep a large amount of money. But, you know, it's kind of a pyramid thing. Not really a pyramid. This is Ponzi, but still.
Should I tell you exactly what it is?
Thanks.
Carlo Ponzi was born in Italy in 1882, immigrated to the United States in 1903. So this scheme's been around for a long time. Over the next 14 years, Mr. Ponzi, Charles Ponzi, wandered from city to city and from job to job. He worked as a dishwasher, waiter, store clerk, and even as an Italian interpreter. In 1917, he settled back into Boston, where he took a job typing and answering foreign mail. It was here in Boston on that fateful day of August 1919 that Ponzi discovered the mechanism to make both him and his investors very, very wealthy, or at least for a short period of time. At the time, Ponzi was considering issuing an export magazine. He had written a letter about the proposed publication to a gentleman in Spain, and when Ponzi received his reply, the man had included an international postal reply coupon. The idea...
What is that?
The idea behind this enclosure was quite simple. Ponzi was to take the coupon to his local post office and exchange it for American postage stamps. He would then use those American stamps to send the magazine to Spain. Ponzi noticed that the postal coupon had been purchased in Spain for about 1 cent in American funds. Yet when he cashed it in, he was able to get 6 American 1 cent stamps. Just think of the possibilities if you could do this. You could buy $100 worth of stamps in Spain and then cash them in for $600 worth of stamps in the United States.
Yeah.
Then cash in or sell the stamps to a third party and you have, well, good old cash. You just can't get this kind of interest in the banks. Ponzi's mind went quickly into overdrive and devised a clever scheme to capitalize on his idea. He was determined to be a rich man. His first step was to convert his American money into Italian lire, or any other currency, lira, where the exchange rate was favorable. Ponzi's foreign agents would then use these funds to purchase international postal coupons in countries with weak economies. The stamp coupons were then exchanged back into favorable foreign currency and finally back into American funds. He claimed that his net profit on all these transactions was in excess of 400%. Now, was he really able to do this? The answer is a definite no. The red tape of dealing with the various postal organizations, coupled with the long delays in transferring currency, all ate away at Ponzi's imagined profits.
Mm.
Then, things got just a bit out of hand. We'll tell you about that when we return, and how it all ties into Social Security.
Interesting.
At 1-800-259-9231, unless you want to interrupt the show and take control, bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can also get interactive on the website at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got, I would say, about 35 ladies on there?
Sounds right.
Of all sorts of ages, shapes, sizes, colors. There's no rules to the Shrine. All you have to do is be a lady to qualify. And if you want to be a part of it, you can just simply email your picture to us at ftl@freetalklive.com. Include a little bit about yourself if we've never heard from you before on the air, mm-hmm. and we will plug you into the Shrine.
But anybody can look at the Shrine.
That's right.
All the women that have sent their pictures in, it's right there on the front page of freetalklive.com.
And you should look at it first. That way you can encourage yourself to become a validated Shriner, which means that you're proving in your picture that you listen to Free Talk Live. And if you check out the website, you'll learn more about that. Again, it's all there for you on the house at freetalklive.com. We're talking about, well, you brought up Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned, we both mentioned it was a Ponzi scheme. Everybody's
right.
heard, a lot of people have heard that term before, but for those who hadn't heard the term, I wanted you to define it, and you kind of defined it.
I've never heard this long story about Carlos Ponzi or whatever.
But yeah, now I've actually, and I've never heard the detailed version of it like this, and it's fascinating. This guy was alive, born in the late part of the 1800s, got started on his scheme in the early mm-hmm. portion of the 1900s, the 20th century. And he started out with this weird little stamp exchange thing, which didn't quite work out the way he had intended it to. So a failed scheme couldn't keep Ponzi from bragging about his great idea. Friends and family members easily understood what he was saying, and they wanted in on the investment. And let's face it, if you flash money in someone's face, they're bound to take it.
Mm.
On December 26, 1919, Ponzi filed an application with the city clerk establishing his business as the Security Exchange Company. He promised 50% interest rate
Whoa.
In 90 days, and the world wanted in on it. Who can blame him, right? Yet, he claimed to be able to deliver on his promise in just 45 days. This, of course, translates into being able to double your money in just 90 days.
Right.
So, you put $100 in, 90 days later, you get another $100. Try putting that in your bank account and seeing what you get out of it.
Actually, it's more than that, because if you get 50% back on your money and then you give the total principal mm-hmm. back in, and you get 50% on the total principal again, it would be quicker than 90 days.
Okay. Well, that's what he said. He said he did it in 45 days, and then I guess you got more after the other 45 days.
Right. I'm just trying to tell you that the math of it, but forget about it.
Well,
yes.
Anyway, word spread very quickly.
More than double your money in 90 days.
About Ponzi's great idea, and within a few months, the lines outside of the door of his school street office began to grow. Can you imagine this, Manwich? Just a phenomenon. Like, this was a phenomenon back
yeah.
then. Thousands of people, I mean, people talk about Britney Spears today. This was Britney Spears back then. he was allegedly making people money. Thousands of people purchased Ponzi promissory notes at values ranging from $10 all the way up to $50,000. The average investment was estimated to be about $300. And, of course, $300 was a lot of money in the early part of the 1900s.
Sure was. I mean, that would be...
That's probably the equivalent
for that.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You're probably sitting there puzzled. Why would so many people invest in a scheme that didn't work? The real reason was the early investors did see great returns on their money.
Yeah, it's the early ones.
Right. Ponzi used the money from later investors to pay off his earlier obligations. It was
yep.
a new twist on the age-old pyramid scheme. So as the money came in, Manwich, I'm Charles Ponzi. You come yeah. to me, you give me 500 of your hard-earned dollars, and I promise you, 90 days from now, you're going to have $1,000 in your pocket.
Yep.
And you say, all right.
There
you walk
you go.
Away. 50 other people come through the door, and they each give me $300, $400, $500, and I put it all in, you know, put it all into the bank account, and oh, there we go. I've got enough to pay Manwich back for what, you know, what he invested in the program. So as long as you can get new suckers to walk through the door,
yeah.
the game works. Well, with an estimated income of $1 million per week, that's in early 20th century money.
Whoa.
$1 million per week at the height of his scheme, his newly hired staff couldn't take the money in fast enough. They were literally filling all of the desk drawers, waste paper baskets, and closets in the office with investors' cash.
Mm-hmm.
Branch offices open. And
that's when I would have filled an airplane's gas tank and flown to Buenos Aires.
Branch offices opened and copycat schemes popped up across New England. By the summer of 1920, Ponzi had taken in millions and started living the life of a very rich man. Ponzi dressed in the finest of suits, had dozens of gold-handled canes, showered his wife in fine jewels, and purchased a 20-room Lexington mansion.
And then the S hit the fan.
Any get-rich scheme is certain to attract the attention of the law, and Ponzi was no exception. From the start, federal, state, and local authorities investigated him. Yet, no one could pin Ponzi with a single charge of wrongdoing. Ponzi had managed to pay off all of his notes within the promised 45 days. And since everyone was happy to get their earnings, not a single complaint had ever been filed. On July 26, 1920, Ponzi's house of cards began to collapse. The Boston Post headlined a story on the front page questioning the legitimacy of Ponzi scheme. Later that day, the district somehow convinced to suspend taking in new investments until an auditor examined his books. Why anyone who was doing something so highly illegal would let auditors examine his books is beyond me, writes the auditor, editor of this article. Within hours, crowds of people lined up outside Ponzi's door demanding that they get their investment back. Ponzi obliged and assured the public that his organization was financially stable and that he could meet all obligations. He returned the money to those that requested it. By the end of the first day, he had settled nearly 1,000 claims with the panicked crowd. By continuing to meet all of his obligations, the angry masses began to dwindle, and public support swelled. Crowds followed Ponzi's every move. He was urged by many to enter politics and was hailed as a hero. He'd be perfect for politics, wouldn't he?
Yes, he would.
Loud cheers and applause were coupled with people eager to touch his hand and assure him of their confidence. And Ponzi continued to dream. He had planned to establish a new type of bank where the profits would be split equally between the shareholders and the depositors. He also planned to reopen his company under a new name, the Charles Ponzi Company, whose main purpose was to invest in major industries around the world. Apparently, no one ever told Ponzi that the key to any successful swindle was, as you put it, to take the money and run.
To get out.
So he wasn't that smart. The public continued to support him until August 10th, 1920. On this date, the auditor's
banks... How long was this after he started?
Let's see. He got his start on December 26th of 1919.
Whoa.
So less than 8 months later.
Gosh.
The guy was making $1 million a week.
And he wanted to keep it up. He just wanted to be a big time, you know?
Yeah.
He wanted to have that gold-handled cane.
Maybe he didn't think it was a swindle. You know, maybe he really did believe in his product. On this date, the auditors, banks, and newspapers declared that Ponzi was definitely bankrupt. 2 days later, Ponzi confessed that he had a criminal record, which just worsened his situation. In 1908, he had served 20 months in a Canadian prison on forgery charges related to a similar high-interest scheme, okay, maybe he did know, that he had participated in there. This was followed in 1910 by an additional two-year sentence in Atlanta, Georgia, for smuggling five Italians over the Canadian border into the United States. On August 13th, Ponzi was finally arrested by federal authorities and released on $25,000 bond. Just moments later, he was rearrested by Massachusetts authorities and re-released on an additional $25,000 bond. In the end, the whole thing turned into one gigantic mess. There were federal and state civil and criminal trials, bankruptcy hearings, suits against Ponzi, suits filed by Ponzi, and the ultimate closing of five different banks. Of course,
five different banks.
We cannot forget the problem of trying to settle Ponzi's accounts in an attempt to return all of the people's investments. There's more to say about Charles Ponzi. And again, we still have to tie this into Social Security. Have you figured it out yet? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control at 800-259-9231.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Carfenic Minute. In the 19th century, gas engines were the buzz. In the 20th, airbags took front and center. So which automotive invention could top the list in century number 21? Hang around for a wheelie, wheelie great idea when I come back. This is Bobby Lycos with some investment advice. Reduce cost and risk while protecting major investments, like the one you're driving right now. Here's the plan. Have your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system cleaned, flushed, and conditioned with BG products.
products and professional services. I mentioned reducing risk. BG Services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Fred Flintstone thought the wheel idea was written in stone, but he spoke too soon. Introducing the Osmos wheel, a hubless orbit consisting of a single outer ring. Gone are the center spokes and constraints of conventional mid-wheel configurations. This new wheel design incorporates a tire rod interface, improving handling, decreasing structural stress, reducing wear, and boosting braking efficiency. Add a futuristic look to the list and a 2010 product rollout, and what was old is very new again. Now that's what I call reinventing the wheel, George Jetson style. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control at 1-800-259-9231 and bring up anything, political, personal, whatever. Is Ian here with you?
And Manwich.
And don't forget that you can log on, tune into the stream. We've got a very high-quality internet stream and some lower-quality ones as well. Some of our affiliates have streams. We've got actually about 8 different internet streams. So if there's one that is down, you can likely find us elsewhere. And we've got links to them all at freetalklive.com. But we also have our own personal stream, and it's a good thing. I mean, if you're out on the outer periphery of a radio station signal and you just can't take the static, tune in online at freetalklive.com.
It's crystal clear. It's as nice as the signal that we send to GCN.
Exactly. So log on at freetalklive.com. We're talking about Charles Carlo Ponzi, or whatever his first name is. A lot of people know the last name of Ponzi. A lot of people have heard of the Ponzi scheme, but few people have actually gotten the details. I mean, I knew what it was about, but I never knew the actual intricate goings-on of how he pulled off his game here. In less than a year's time, this man was making $1 million a week. And we're talking in 1920s money.
Yeah.
$1 million in 1920s. You could take that to an inflation calculator and really find out what that translates to.
Huge amounts of money.
Yeah, I mean, they found that, like Gone with the Wind, we were reading the inflation numbers on that. But, like, Gone with the Wind came out in, what, the 30s?
Okay.
Late 30s. And it gave the original amount that the movie made in millions of dollars. Showed that translates to billions of dollars today. I mean, it really is the most popular movie of all time, according to the money it made. So, an estimated 40,000 people, we're talking about now the crash of Charles Ponzi and his scheme, an estimated 40,000 people had entrusted an estimated $15 million. They do the translation here, about $140 million. So, 10 times as much.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, 10 times.
About
10 times.
$40 million in U.S. funds today in Ponzi's scheme. A final audit of his books concluded that he had taken in enough funds to buy approximately 180 million postal coupons, of which they could only actually confirm the purchase of 2. Ponzi's only legitimate source of income...
2 million or two
postal coupons.
Oh, shoot.
Ponzi's only legitimate source of income was $45 that he received as a dividend of 5 shares of telephone stock. His total assets came to $1.593 million, in which he didn't come even close to paying off the outstanding debt. It took about 8 years, but note holders were able to have an estimated 37% of their investment returned in installments. In other words, many people lost big time.
Yeah.
Ultimately, Ponzi was sentenced to 5 years in federal prison for using the mails to defraud. After 3.5 years in prison, Ponzi was then sentenced to an additional 7 to 9 years by Massachusetts authorities.
Oh, really? That's crazy. He did the one sentence and then they sentenced him after that?
I guess so. Well, it was federal versus state sentence.
That's not common. Usually they'll take care of it all in the beginning and run it either concurrent or consecutive or whatever they do.
Well, he was released...
Not common now, I should say.
He was released on $14,000 bond pending an appeal and disappeared about 1 month later. So you think he finally figured it out. Finally time to get the hell out. It's too late now. He doesn't have probably doesn't have any of his money.
Now he ran broke.
Where did he go? Did he leave the country? Did he just vanish off the face of the earth? No one was really sure. No, instead he turned up a short time later in the great state of Florida, where we do this radio show from. Under the assumed name of Charles Borelli, Ponzi was involved in a pyramid land scheme. He was purchasing land at $16 an acre, subdividing it into 23 lots, and selling each lot off at $10 apiece. He promised all the investors that their initial $10 investment would translate into $5.3 million in just 2 years. Can you imagine the suckers going for that one? And, you know, P.T. Barnum says,
that is how, that's how these schemes work, is they play on greed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they're too good to be true.
It is.
Sometimes.
Well, at least with his other scheme, he could point to people who were winning. The initial investors were getting payouts. And he probably had all kinds of testimonials and that sort of thing saying, hey, this works. With this one, how could you get more than two suckers to invest in this? according to this, too bad much of that land that he sold was underwater and absolutely worthless. Ponzi was indicted.
There's plenty of muddy muck water land out here in Florida, that's for sure.
He was indicted for fraud and sentenced to 1 year in a Florida prison. Once again, he jumped bail on June 3rd, 1926, and ran off to Texas. He hopped a freighter, headed for Italy, was captured on June 28th in a New Orleans port. On June 30th, he sent a telegram to President Calvin Coolidge asking to be deported. Ponzi's request was denied, and he was sent back to Boston to complete his jail term.
I bet he was.
After 7 years, Ponzi was released on good behavior and deported to Italy on October 7th, 1934. And believe it or not, even after all of his swindling, he still had many fans that were there to give him a rousing send-off. Back in Rome, Ponzi became an English translator. Mussolini then offered him a position with Italy's new airline, and he served as the Rio de Janeiro branch manager from 1939 to 1942. Ponzi discovered that several airline officials were using the carrier to smuggle currency, and Ponzi wanted a cut. When they refused to include him, he tipped off the Brazilian government. The Second World War brought about the airline's failure, and Ponzi soon found himself unemployed. Once again, he wandered from job to job. He tried running a Rio Lodge, but that failed. He then alternated between earning a pittance, providing English lessons, and drawing from the Brazilian Unemployment Fund. Ponzi died in January of 1949 in the charity ward of a Rio de Janeiro hospital. Somehow, the man who had gone from poverty to multimillionaire and right back to poverty in a matter of 6 months had managed to save up $75 to cover the costs of his burial. He left behind an unfinished manuscript appropriately titled The Fall of Mr. Ponzi, and what a rise and fall it was.
An interesting story.
Fascinating story.
It is a fascinating story.
I've never heard that before. Never heard so many details about the Ponzi scheme. But the essence, you want to boil it down to its essence, a Ponzi scheme is what, Manwich?
Taking money from one person, keeping it for a little while, and giving it to another person.
Promising a return to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you 50% on your investments. And as long as you take money from the first person, mm-hmm. hold it. Take money from the second person, third person, fourth person. Use the second, third, and fourth people to pay off person number one.
Mm-hmm.
Use the next people to pay off two, three, and four. Use the next people. You can see how it has to grow in order for you to be able to keep it going for any small
yes,
period of time.
Sure.
And as soon as the people stop coming through your door, as soon as the investors, so to speak, stop investing, it crashes.
Yeah.
Now, how does that tie into Social Security? It almost exactly ties into Social Security.
That's what it is.
Social Security is 100% a Ponzi scheme, except the only difference is the politicians who created it are probably dead, and even if they're alive now, they will never be charged with a crime. They'll be never charged with fraud. The politicians who perpetrated today, the Republicans and the Democrats, who talk a big game about how important Social Security is and how we need to save Social Security, which of course they say every 4 years during election time, none of those cats will be brought up on charges for Ponzi schemes or for running games on the American people. And on top of that, the real key difference is you don't get to choose to play.
No.
Ponzi had people lined up outside his offices to play his game.
Yep.
These people...
They were greedy. They wanted to play.
These scumbags in Washington, D.C., take your money at gunpoint. It's forcibly taken from your paycheck without your consent You didn't sign in to the Social Security program. I never signed a document that says, I want to have Social Security when I'm 65. You may now take 15% of all my income. Never signed it. But they take it from me, and if I didn't give it to them, they'd come and get me and throw me in jail. And if I didn't want to go to jail, they'd shoot me. 1-800-259-9231. That is 20 times worse than what Charles Ponzi ever did to any investor.
Yeah. 800-259. And he went to prison for that crap.
That's right. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got a comment, this is your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim and Vigor's collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim and Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours of moving boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control, bring up anything. If you don't like what we're talking about, don't tune out. Call in at 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can log on and get interactive with us online and tell them about the updates, Manwich.
Well, the updates are, it's a section of the website. You just go on and click, say, I want updates, and you put in your email address, and then everything that happens of any importance on the show, an update's sent out.
That's right.
What it is, and then, you know, go check it out, either if it's on the internet or, you know, it's just news about the show, that kind of thing.
Yeah, something you need to know, that sort of thing.
It's pretty much the only way that I find out what's going on the website.
You mean on the website.
Right? Yeah, on the website, that kind of thing.
It's there for you. It's free, just like everything else, on the website at freetalklive.com. That's what you need, freetalklive.com. So check that out and all the other cool stuff that we have there. We were talking about Social Security. You brought up Social Security. I said, we said it's a Ponzi scheme. I said, well, what is a Ponzi scheme? Well, let's look into it, because I know what it is, but there's probably people listening that didn't know what it
is. But
what
you sure
is.
Didn't know the depth of the article that we read, of as far as, what is it, Charles Ponzi?
Yeah, the real history of Charles or Carlo.
It depends on how you who you want to call
him. Yeah, Carlo anyway. Ponzi.
Mr. Ponzi.
Mr. Ponzi. Ponzi and his scheme and how it works. And it works the same way that Social Security does, except, well, with a few minor differences. Social mm-hmm. Security, the people behind it will never be prosecuted for running a Ponzi scheme, even though you're all forced into it.
Of course, Mr. Ponzi served 7 years.
They don't really promise you any interest rates with Social Security. I think that most people get maybe 1%.
Thereabouts.
Something like that. If they're lucky to even get it in the first place, because they have to play by all the Social Security rules, mm-hmm. et cetera, and they have to live to a certain age, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know, one of the
Ponzi
things...
promised 50%. So yeah. It's the same game, just being run with not as high stakes, I guess you could say.
And, of course, you'll go to prison if you don't obey.
Right. Yeah, if I don't pay out my 15% of my income to Social Security, I'm in trouble.
Now, the funny thing about Social Security is it's inherently unfair. It supports the people that live longest.
That's correct.
And...
white women.
Right. So what you've got is, now who lives longer, white people or black people?
White people.
White people live longer.
And
who
women.
Lives longer, men or women?
Women.
Women live longer.
That's right.
So who lives longer, rich people or poor people?
Rich people.
Rich people live because they get better
they take
food.
Take care of themselves,
yeah,
et cetera.
Better, you know, hygiene. You know, they're just, they have more, they can worry about themselves a little more.
That's right.
So what you essentially have is an unequal system of poor black men supporting rich white women.
And on top of that, who does a 15% gouge on a paycheck hurt more?
The poor people.
The poor people.
Yeah.
The whole system is designed to keep the poor people poor.
Yep.
And when I say the whole system, I really mean the whole system.
Yep.
I firmly believe that our government, as we have it today and have had it since mm-hmm. the New Deal, basically, has been designed to keep the poor man poor at... And they managed to convince the poor man that they're doing him a favor at the same time. I mean, the Democrats have been running this game for a long, long
time.
Oh, we're the defender of the poor. Look at all these laws we've passed to keep the poor, to help the poor out. We just want to help the poor man out, help him out of his money, help him out of his damn clothes, and put him in a damn prison.
Yep.
That's what they want to do. That's the real. That is the real story behind all the things that go on in government.
I agree.
Whether it be the regulations that you have to adhere to try to run a business. I mean, it's every person's, it's part of the American dream to open up your own business. But if you've ever tried to, you know exactly what it is I'm talking about.
It's almost impossible.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rick in Wisconsin. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's happening?
Good. I just wanted to mention a little bit more. If you thought the Ponzi scheme was bad that they have for Social Security now, wait until they change the plan back over where... how convenient will it be when all the corporations that actually donate to the political party that's in power at that particular time actually make it into all of the mutual funds that will propel this new Ponzi scheme?
Well, hopefully they will. I would rather see more freedom in letting you invest your Social Security money in anything that you want them invested in. I mean, whether it be gold or land or, you know, those kind
They're
of
not
things.
Going to let you do that.
I agree. Anytime you let the governments, you know, get involved. But wouldn't you rather have one of many, at least one of many different mutual funds than just the one Social Security system?
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, you know, I mean, it would probably be best if it would work, you know, like, I don't, you know, wherever anyone would work normally that would offer a 401k where you have numerous options depending on, you know, level of risk and whatnot. But I just don't see it as that is that happening. I think that they'll let you have a choice for part of it, but part of it you'll have to invest. That will be kind of an overseen sort of investment plan that is sort of like what they have now. But
it's just going to be a big game on the conservative base, the quote conservative base behind George Bush, just like the tax. A cut was a big game a couple years ago where everybody got that $300 check. This is going to be a big game for all the Bush-loving so-called conservatives out there that are, rah, rah, Bush, look, he's privatizing Social Security. He really is a small government conservative. Well, if he was a small government conservative, he would be proposing the abolishment of Social Security, because it's just going to restructure the system, and it's probably, like you said, Rick, it's just going to enrich certain companies at the that the government gets to choose.
Well, I mean, and then there's absolutely no guarantee if there's a stock market crash like there was in the 20s, or even a fallout like there was in the 80s.
Rick, there's no guarantee that you're going to draw your next breath.
Well,
now, listen, that is the kind of nonsense that the socialists try to breed.
Well,
there's no guarantee.
I'm no socialist, nor am I a communist. So let's back off of that.
Well, I'm just telling
you, Rick.
That's what they say.
Rick, if you've got more comments, hang on. We didn't give you too much time there. Hang on. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the program, although we've got one segment left. So if you get your call in, we'll manage to sneak in before we're done here. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Show you can literally take control of. Change the topic if you want, or you can talk about what we're talking about. Social Security. And also tell you about the archives at freetalklive.com. We got the last 6 days worth of the show. If you missed a segment, you missed an hour, you missed a whole day, go grab it up. It's on the house, freetalklive.com, last 6 days. So check that out. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what's
here for just a few more moments here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 to 10, Monday through Friday. Also, don't forget our Saturday show live from 8 to 10 o'clock. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Rick in Wisconsin. Again, we only give you a little bit of time, so I wanted to give you a little bit more. Any final thoughts? Anything else you want to get out there, Rick?
Well, you know, the great concern is, you know, not only that, but, you know, Medicare and Medicaid and what, you know, what's going to happen when everybody gets older. I mean, you know, we're on the cusp of kind of a big change with all the baby boomers, you know, going to be getting out there and doing some retiring, maybe doing some traveling. I don't know how that's going to affect Social Security overall, but, you know, I just recently took was at a training development conference, and ASTD, which I forget, it's the American Society for Training and Development. We had a gentleman speaking, and he had said that health insurance is going to be a thing of the past eventually, and what's going to happen, this will be coming up in the near future, and unless you're working for the state or the government, you probably won't be getting health insurance, and they'll just end up paying you more because a couple of years down the road, they're going to know that health insurance costs are going to be up. And so,
yeah. And that's because of government involvement in health care.
Well, I mean, what do you do? I mean, what's going
to
happen is...
We get the government out of health care. That's the only thing we can do to save health care in this country, because otherwise we're going to go down the road of India as far as our quality of care.
Well, isn't that going to privatize it? Because one of the things that they were talking about was that actually, you know, larger companies or even smaller companies might just end up hiring their own doctors and building their own facilities. Because the costs are getting so out of control.
Well, it doesn't, you know, the more government gets involved in health care, the worse it's going to get. So what we're talking about is industry and people scrambling to do whatever they can under the terrible system we have. And, Rick, unfortunately, we're out of time, but call us back some other night when, you know, the beginning of the show, 7 o'clock hour, we can spend more time with you, okay?
All right.
Thanks, Rick. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Dave in Indiana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there.
Hey, Dave.
Somebody who's been a stockbroker for a long time says that the privatization of Social Security will result in the investors, if you will, getting at most 30 cents on the dollar of their Social Security benefits.
That doesn't make any sense to me, considering that that doesn't make any sense in the sense that, I mean, if you take your money now and invest it, if I took my post-tax dollars and invested them, do you think that I'd get a 33 cents on a dollar return in 60 years?
Well, this guy, I don't hold myself up as a as an expert, but this guy that makes the statement has been in the market for a long, long time. And
there's plenty of people that have been in the market for a long time and have lots of investment experience. I mean, let's get down
there's
to
lots
brass
of socialists
tacks.
Out there.
Yeah, let's get down to brass tacks. I mean, privatization of Social Security is just another version of the game, okay? They're just going to be playing another game on the American people. What we need to do is abolish Social Security 100%. Let everybody give everybody an immediate raise, basically. I mean, because if you work a job and you look at the
that's
amount...
That's never going to happen.
It can happen, and it should happen, because we deserve it, because we should be a free people.
America wants a safety net. They want a safety net. Everybody's here. You need to guarantee me. What about my guarantee? You know,
it's not possible.
Man.
If America wants a safety net, we're destined for socialism, and I refuse to accept that. That's why we're here on this show bringing you the real message. Everyone else is talking about saving Social Security. We're the only show talking about dumping it. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us then. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to log on. We'll talk about it all online at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night at 7.
If you're tired of...